Lakuta Sicha is Chelik Yud, Parsha Bereshis, Sicha Aleph. Dubar come upon him, it's been mentioned many times, the Af, She'ikir Inyanesh Opirish Rashi Ala Teira, who Levar Pshuta Shol Mikra, that even though the main function of Rashi in the Torah is to explain the simple meaning of the Pasuk, Kimudgush B'divir Rashi Atzmei B'kama B'kama B'kama, as Rashi himself expresses in a number of places, Mekol Makom Klulim V'Nirmozim B'Pirish Rashi Gam Inyanim Ufloim, still Rashi contains within it many wonderful or exceptional ideas, Shol Shalar Chelkei HaTorah, which are really part of other parts of the Torah, not necessarily Pshat. Kimavur B'Shalah, as the Shalah writes, Gam Rozim De'Raisa, and it also expresses Rashi's Pirush, also contains with it the secrets of the Torah, Ki Yadua Pizgim Admor HaZaken, as we know what the Alter Rebbe said, Shepirush Rashi Elochumash Uyenish Shal Torah, that the explanation of Rashi is the wine of Torah, meaning it contains within it the sight or the esoteric dimension of Torah as well. We'll move on, so we understand. That if this is true about the general commentary of Rashi on Torah, Allah has come and become a king of Gela Piska Rishaina, that certainly that this would be true for the very first Rashi on the Torah. As we know that we find in many things that at the beginning, the very first, the beginning of something expresses what the main teichen of that thing is. So this, so we have understand also that this. The esoteric dimension of Torah and the lesson that can be found from this first Rashi, since it's the very first commentary of Rashi on the whole Torah Shebiksav, is not only in regards to one a specific matter, but that this first Rashi somehow expresses something essential for the entirety of Torah, not only for the specific issue that he's talking about. So, based on this, Rashi Maschul Pirushi al Torah, how does Rashi begin his first Rashi on the Torah? Omer Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Lehayu tzarach lahaschul as Torah elam achedus azel lachem." He shouldn't have, this Torah shouldn't have started from Hachedesh Azalachem, which is in the Parsha Bay, which is the first mitzvah, She Mitzvah Rishayna, She Nistava Bay Yisrael, which is the first mitzvah that the Yidden were given. And since Torah is a book, a sefer of teaching and so on, so the mitzvahs are what's essential to Torah, so it should have started there. Uman Tam, Pasuk Bebereshis, what's the reason that it started with Bereshis, and it goes on for a Chumash and more, just telling the story, Mishum Koyach Ma'isav Higid La'amoy, he's relating the power of his deeds, and that's what he related to the Yidden, Loslem Nachos Goyim, to give them the inheritance of the other nation, meaning, She'im Yoyim Ru'am Asylum Lisrol, Listimatam, if the Goyim will come and say to the Yidden that you are thieves, Shekivashtam Arzah Shivi Goyim, that you conquered land which belonged to the other seven nations, so the Yidden can respond, the whole world belongs to Hashem, who bara, he created it, and he gave it initially to the one that he wanted, which were the other seven nations, through his will he gave it to them at that time, and when he wanted he took it from them, when he gave it to them, to us, sorry. So that's the reason that it starts with Bereishis, relating the fact that Hashem created the world. And I guess the rest of the history, how it came about that the Yidden eventually got it. The lesson or the underlying teaching of this can be understood simply that Eina Odom Tzorach Lisrashim Mishum Dover Amenagel Kima Teiru Mitzvahs. A person should never be overwhelmed from something which opposes his fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs. V'lachein kishol mezaylam boim b'taynul v'nei Yisrael. And therefore, when the goyim come with a complaint to the yidden, she'enem tzrichim l'kaimus atzibi ha-Torah, that the yidden, you don't have to keep the mitzvahs of the Torah, li'yosem l'daitam hepech ha-seichel v'yosher, because in their mind, in the goyim's mind, the teachings of the Torah go against rational thinking, they go against even moral, the way they see morality. Like, for instance, in their complaint, but v'dvar kibush shel Eretz Yisrael, but in the fact that the Yidden conquered and took away the Eretz Yisrael from the other nations, so they say that this is irrational and this is also immoral. Shagam ze hayetziva kadosh baruch hu, and this conquering of Eretz Yisrael was, of course, also one of the mitzvahs of Hashem. So when they come and say that ein l'bnei Yisrael l'srashim is a klal, a yid does not have to be impressed by that at all. Ba'adarabah alein l'schazeg l'kima Torah mitzvahs. To the contrary, you should be strengthened in your fulfilling of Torah mitzvahs. V'lanes lem, and to respond to them, shezeu ritzeinu shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that this is the will of Hashem. V'alyidei kima Torah mitzvahs m'malim ritzeinu, and when we fulfill the mitzvahs, we fulfill His will. V'meila ein negeyan v'zeh, therefore it's not important that you with your human rational thinking do not understand why this has to be so. This is something that transcends rationality altogether. It's a rotzen, it comes from a higher than rationale, and so on. So this is a general lesson that we can learn from Rashi, that it talks about our life in general, all mitzvahs, not just specifically about Eretz Yisrael, but that it's a response to the goyim when they come and say, what kind of behavior is this? So this is true, that it's a general lesson from the general idea that Rashi is expressing. But we understand also that even the specifics that Rashi says, especially when he says it in the very first Rashi, there must be lessons in all the specific details and the way Rashi expresses this lesson, and especially in the first one, that it would be that even these details bring out something, some very general ideas of Torah mitzvahs, because since they're in the first Rashi, they must be very essential and overarching, and something that talks about the general idea of Torah. So even the details must be bringing out very general principles. V'hinei prat ikri v'yaseidu v'pirish Rashi zeh, something very essential and basic in this Rashi, hu hakosav shemiviyei, is what he brings, koyach ma'isav higid la'amoy, losses lehem nachlos goyim. The power of his actions, he related to his people, to give them the inheritance of the nations. Kadehu hayasid lashlilos tainosam, because this is the fundamental principle which denies the what the goyim say. Ubarish pradzeh ulahiris ayra klolis bavidas yisbarach. So this must be that's the foundation of how we respond to the goyim. So therefore, this must express some foundational teaching also in Avedas Hashem. B'tzarech lo, so then we have to understand ma yoyro, what is this this very basic lesson from this pasuk. Number two, ma wadig b'tevis koyach ma'isav. What does he say? The koyach ma'isav, the power of his actions. Harei hakavonim hazeh lahasbir sheyedia shezeh ma'isav shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. It would seem on the surface that what he's trying to say is that it's telling us that this was Hashem's doing. He decided to give it to them, and then he decided to give it to us. So it talks about Ma'isav, that he did what he did. Hainashu boras ha'olam, in other words, that he created the world. And therefore, based on the fact that he created the world, therefore he has the right to do what he wants with it. And he could give Eretz Yisrael first to one, and then to give it away to someone else. What does Rashi mean to say when he says the power of his actions? What's the word power have to do with what he's trying to say here? Gimel, a third question. Loshon haragol b'yoseh b'kayyotze b'zeh. The more common expression and when trying to say what Rashi is saying here is hu amar, he said it, he told us, and so on. Commission is boy, commission emar, come upon, come precious. Seinu, as it's written even in our parsha, k'shehem shecha b'piska zu atzma, even in this own Rashi itself, it says oimrim lehem, we say to them. That's a more common usage when you want to relate something, is that he said, or dibur, or he said it, or spoke it, siper, told it as a story. The loy higid, but the word higid isn't a common word that is used in this context. So why does he say koyach maisav higid la'amoy? Gimel v'yuvam b'hagdem bir inyan eres yisrael beruchnis. So to understand this, we'll first explain what is Eretz Yisrael in its spiritual sense. My losa shel Eretz Yisrael, he can emar. The unique quality of Eretz Yisrael is as the pasuk expresses, Eretz Hashem Hashem lekecha b'mereish Hashanah ba'adach Hashanah, that it's the land that Hashem's eyes are upon it from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Hainu, meaning to say, shashgacha al yonahi ba'ba'ifin goli, that Hashem's divine providence, that he watches everything carefully, that's over there, you see it openly, even though it's true in general that Hashem has Hashgacha Pratis on everything, but over there it's clear and obvious. Yosem mil kol ha'rotzes, even more than any other place. So Yosem Eretz, in other words, shagam begashmi Eretz Yisrael v'inyoneha, that even in the material, the physical way that Eretz Yisrael runs, nirgash oira l'kusi yisbarach, you can sense the light of Hashem's godliness, begilu yosir, in a more revealed way, ba'oid, in another thing. Mikivin she'enei Hashem alekecha bo, since the eyes of Hashem are upon it, harei lo yitochem bo mitzad atzmei lulu b'chiris ha'odam ra v'hei b'chakdusha. So then, because Hashem is watching carefully, so then it wouldn't, it itself, on its own, without human interference. Humans can interfere because Yidden especially have Bechira. We have choice and therefore we can make bad choices. But without any interference, there would be no possibility for Ra, for evil, something that goes against Kedusha, there would be no possibility for that in Eretz Yisrael. Kerei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Toir Enayim Mireis Ra, because Hashem is pure of eyes, He doesn't see evil. So therefore, if Hashem's eyes are upon Eretz Yisrael, there is no room for Ra. Unless a Yid brings Ra, but otherwise it would reject any Ra. Mizem move, and from this we understand Shebechinus Eretz Yisrael Beruchnis, that Eretz Yisrael in its spiritual sense, Avedus Adam Lekaine, and in the service, what it means to Avedus Adam, he Meire Veremezes Lushleimus Aveda Bekiyim HaTorah Mitzvah. Eretz Yisrael expresses the perfection of Torah mitzvahs. That's the place that expresses perfect Torah mitzvahs. Hamshachas gilui elokus v'shlilus hara, the fact that there is revealed godliness there in the way that it runs, and also that it rejects anything which is ra. Umarum hazeh gam b'Hashem Eretz Yisrael. This could be seen also from the name Eretz Yisrael. Shomer Azal, which our sages say that lama nikra shma Eretz. Why is it called Eretz Yisrael? Sheratzah Salasah Sutein Kone, because the word Eretz comes from the word Ratzain, that it wants to do, it has a desire to do the will of its master, meaning that it's the Ratzain of Eretz Yisrael is only, there's only the possibility of doing Hashem's will. Begam Yisrael, and also the word Yisrael of its name, Meiralin in HaTorah HaMitzvahs, brings out that it's, is, of course, Yisrael is associated with Torah Mitzvahs. Ki yadua, as we know, she Yisrael Rashatavis, yes, Shishim, Ribay Oisus Latayra. That Yisrael is the Rashatavis of, there are 613 letters in the Torah. Shebaba Yoda Tzirufi Oisus Elu. Nisbaru Kola Mitzvahs, that it's through these letters that are in the Torah, and when you put them together into words, into sentences, they express all the mitzvahs. So it's Yesh Shishim Ribi Yisrael LaTorah, Yisrael expresses what Torah is. So both in the name Eretz and in the name Yisrael, you find its connection to Torah and mitzvahs and Hashem. Amnam Kimoi Shehu B'Pashta Seinyanim, but as it is, just like it was in the simple, the way things happened. Shehu Yisrael Yisrael B'Chelkel Shel Shem. That first, that Yisrael was in the owned by Shem. B'Achakach Kavsha Knani, and then the Knani, which is from Chom, came and conquered it. B'Chdei Lachzira V'Lahapcha Etz Knan Le'Etz Yisrael, in order to bring it back to its original state of in shame, and to transform it to Eretz Yisrael. Hayetzarach li yistchila kibush haaretz ma'ashiv agoyim. First, we had to conquer the land. It didn't just simply come back; it had to be actively conquered. K'may ken yuvam beruchni is so. Also, we have to understand that in ruchni is shenoyis of all klolos bechinas Eretz Yisrael. Ba'avida beruchni is that in addition to this idea of Eretz Yisrael. In our Aveda, that in other words, that expresses the Aveda of Torah mitzvahs, Yesh Negam Inyan Shal Kibush Ha'aretz Beruchnis, there also has to be, in Ruchnis, this idea of conquering in order to be able to get there. And what does that mean? Ba'inyan Hu, Noisef Al Klolos Ha'aveda Dekim Torah Mitzvahs Atzmam, that in addition to the general idea of Aveda and Kiyum Torah Mitzvahs, Shezeu Inyan Etz Yisrael Beruchnis, which as we just said, is the idea of Eretz Yisrael in Ruchnis. Nitztava kol echad ve'echad, each one of us was told, also commanded, that kol ma'asecha yir l'shem shamayim, that all of our personal things that we do, that are not necessarily mitzvahs, also have to be l'shem shamayim. U'b'chol drachecha de'eyu, and in everything that we do, those things which are considered your ways, in other words, the things which are not associated necessarily with Torah and mitzvahs. Haynu lavedas Hashem leirak al yidei shu mispal v'leim et Torah u'makayim mitzvah tzveitzot yizbarech. In other words, that we have to serve Hashem not only when we're davening or learning or fulfilling mitzvahs. Kiim gam b'chol drocha v'maiser shayza b'chol chabdala tzayayim. But that we have to serve Hashem in all our ways, in all of our activities that we do during the 24 hours of the day. Gam oisam sha'isa l'tzera gufay, even those things that we do for our own to sustain the body, b'shvil te'ilosam agashmis, and for our benefit, our physical, material benefit. So we have to serve Hashem in those things too. V'avayda zu tzarech li'iz v'darga achinaylis, and that this service of Hashem has to be on the very highest levels. Ad she'kol inyanu b'gashmim heim b'telem u'miyuchadim b'lekus, that everything that we do b'gashmis is also completely subservient to Hashem's will. That they completely are transformed to kedusha. Everything that we do, even in the neutral areas of our life, when we do them, we don't feel the physical thing that we're doing. That's not what's dominant in our mind. But rather how it is a service of Hashem, how this benefits our avayda ruchnis. V'loi rak mipnei ribei ya'er v'aktusha meir bay, and this is not only because we allow the ktusha of who we are and so on to penetrate into every activity that we do. That's one way that we can that's one way that we can dedicate all of our activities to Hashem. But in addition to that, and this would be because when a Yid is completely connected to Hashem and that wants everything that he does to be dedicated to Hashem, so therefore that connection permeates every activity that we do, and therefore everything is elevated as takes on a certain dedication to Hashem. But that's not enough. What we have to be able to do is that the physical thing itself should not that we dismiss the physical and we only focus on the fact that we are connected to Hashem, but rather we have to be able to even bring the physical up to a level of kedusha. Not that we dismiss it, but that we elevate it. The inyan akibush tzarach li is gam bazeh shalei stapek bazeh shoevet es Hashem be'esah saskusu v'dvarim gashmim. And that this kind of this is what he calls conquering, that we have to be conquering from the physical world around us too. Not that we're just dealing with Eretz Yisrael, which is avayda ruchni, is Torah and mitzvahs, but that we're also conquering from the neutral places, from the worldly places, and bringing it over to kedusha. And this kind of kibush is not, it's not enough that we serve Hashem when simply because we're doing, you know, even when we're doing gashmis the thing as we mentioned already, but rather elishimidei pam b'pam ugam yigzol ma'zmanim anusud mekvoin la'chilu v'shtiya v'shina, so that we even, not only are we sleeping properly and eating properly, and that's some, that is a level of kibush, but that we have to go even a step further, that we have to steal away from the time of eating and the time of sleeping, which also can be used and conquered for Hashem, but that we have to take it away from eating and sleeping altogether. The kaivshum, and we conquered l'limud ha-Torah l'kiyum ha-mitzvos. We steal that time and we dedicate it to learning and davening. That's another level of conquering. V'zehu inyan kibush Eretz Yisrael, and this is what is meant by kibush Eretz Yisrael, and that rather than just living in Eretz Yisrael, ba'avodah ruchnius kaivush inyanim artziim. That we conquer the artsim, that means the worldly things from the other nations, meaning from the world, from the world's view. But oisa Eretz Yisrael, and we turn them into Eretz Yisrael. Gamas mitziusi agashmi shel olam, and that even the physical reality of the world, as we said before, shein baza mitzvah, that in that reality there isn't a mitzvah, it's just neutral territory. And we conquer that and transform it into kedusha. And based on this, we now understand what our what the Rabbeim told us. They responded to certain people that requested that they would like to go and live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rabbeim answered, Machdo Eretz Yisrael, make this place here, make it into Eretz Yisrael. Sheyesh Leimar, Shekavanosum Bazeh. So now we can explain perhaps that what they meant by that was also, not only that they should make Eretz Yisrael here, Beruchni is, in other words, fulfill Torah mitzvahs here, and then you're creating Eretz Yisrael here. Ki'im, rather, what they meant was also gama avayda ruchni is the kibush Eretz Yisrael. They meant also that we can apply the idea of conquering Eretz Yisrael even here. Okadiyah kaloshen machda Eretz Yisrael haynu asiyah de mitziyah shedo Eretz Yisrael kibush, which means turn this place into Eretz Yisrael. In other words, this place, which is not Eretz Yisrael, is really not Eretz Yisrael, but you can conquer it and make this into Eretz Yisrael as well. In other words, not that simply they were instructing them, just keep Torah mitzvahs here and you're fine, but rather that what they were saying is, turn this place, take it away from Artsius, from ordinary, non-Eretz Yisrael, and make it into Eretz Yisrael. Gama Artsius shel chutz la'aretz gufa, that even the worldliness of the outside of Eretz Yisrael itself can be turned into Eretz Yisrael. As I said, Shagamis Saskusa v'inyan Rishus, what they meant by that was even your participation in or in neutral areas, v'tzrochav agashmim, and your own personal needs, tia ba'efen delasas ritzayna shal makam, should be to fulfill the will of makam, meaning Hashem, but it also makam has a specific meaning here, gilui oirev ritzayna yizbarach b'inyanim shekol mitziyotzim makam kipshutei inyanim agashmim, to bring out the will of Hashem even in those places which are the space meaning the physical, because space, gashmis, is defined by time and space, so makam expresses this physical reality. You should bring ritzayna shel makam even to those places which are makam, defined by the fact that they are gashmi. But we find that on their way, on their trip, on their travels to go to Eretz Yisrael in order to conquer Eretz Yisrael, they came up with the problem of the Chet HaMeraglim, which v'tanosim ha'isa, what was their approach? E efshel lichvish Eretz Yisrael, that it's impossible to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Ki chazak u'mimenu, because it's stronger than us. It's more powerful than us. V'omer Razal, and our sages tell us, shamaraglim omru, that the meraglim didn't mean that it's more powerful than us. What they meant, kaviyochel afilu b'ayel b'ayis eni yochel leizim kelim misham. What they meant to say, mimenu, means it's more powerful than him, meaning from Hashem, than Hashem, that even the owner is not able to take out his own things from that place. In other words, he's lost control of it. That even Hashem can't conquer it. That's what the Meraglim was saying. And that seems to be to need some explanation. How could there be such a complete transformation of the Meraglim from one extreme to another extreme? The Matzavam Haruchni Shalom Meraglim, in their spiritual situation, Shemitchili was such a complete transformation. Shemitchili k'sheirim hayu, that when they were chosen as Meraglim, they were good, fine people. V'achakach kofru b'yichilus Hashem, and then they became such complete non-believers that they couldn't believe that Hashem could control Eretz Yisrael. The Gam, and also Hareihem Atzmam Amru B'Shas Kal Kolosam, even when they were already, they had gone off the proper path, Shakosh Baruch Hu Balabais, they acknowledged that he is the owner, the master. So they were acknowledging that he's the master. So what does it mean that he can't conquer it? And if they believe that he's the master of Eretz Yisrael, what does it mean that he can't conquer Eretz Yisrael? So to explain this, Bavai, the Ruchni is, in the spiritual sense, Yesh Loimar, we could say this, Teichen Tanosam Hoya, what they meant to say was, Eich Efshel Lichbosh Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean that to conquer, how could one conquer Eretz Yisrael, Hainu Kanal, meaning to say, as we explained what conquer means before, how could you serve Hashem? How could you conquer physical and to transform l'kedusha mamish and turn that into kedusha? And that would mean to say that the gashmius has no real metzias; it's only there in order to transform it to ruchnius, to kedusha. How could you say that since it's Hashem Himself who created the physical body, the Chol Inyanim Gashmi, He created everything in its physical state, the Hu Atzmitzi v'Beteirasi, and the Eibishter Himself made it a mitzvah in the Torah, v'nishmarta me'od l'nafshecheichem, that you should be very careful about your health, meaning about your body. The Gam Dinu v'Rambam, and it's also Halacha, the Yesa Guv Bar V'Shol Medarkei Avedas Hashem, that the body should be healthy and complete is a way of service of Hashem. The Yadua Teres of Baal Shem Tov al Pasuk, and we know what the Baal Shem Tov said on the Pasuk, Kisir Chamer Senachav, you will see the donkey of your enemy, Ozev Tazev Imai, that you should help him, or help the donkey. Baal Shem Tov said that this is the chamor, means the chumrius. If you start considering your body, the physical body, to be your enemy, that's wrong. You have to help the body. In other words, that you shouldn't ignore the body. You shouldn't dismiss the body. We also know what the Mizritch Magid said. If you allow a small hole in the body and a small compromise of deficiency in the body, this leads to a big hole in the neshama. In other words, that it's no good to destroy the body, because when you destroy the body, even a little bit, you're destroying, it leads to a destroyed neshama. So the Amr Azal ain't same chalana, same chalana neser. Now sages tell us you can't rely on a miracle. Hainu shateva begashem seilum kavagosh baruch begedesh umtziyizut fisus makim, meaning to say that Hashem wants, He established the physical reality and the natural reality, and He wants it to be respected. In other words, that the physical world and the body and the physical world, they are all the tools of Hashem. And that a person should participate and do what's necessary for the physical body is what Hashem wants. So then what does it mean? How could the Nefesh HaLakis, even though it is a part of Hashem, what does it mean? It's going to conquer the body. The body needs, Hashem wants the body to remain. So what to conquer them means levatul mitziyusam, that we should dismiss them and make them and do away with their importance. The shiyabem achvarak inyan kedusha, and to turn them merely into holy things. In other words, take them away from their gashmiyazdik mitzias and make them into holy things. Vareza hepech hateva shiyitbi akadosh baruch hu. This goes against the nature that Hashem established. So that's what the Meraglim was saying. What do you mean to conquer? Hashem doesn't want us to do that. In addition to this, since Hashem created the nature of the world, that the nature is, the world has its own space, it takes its own space, and it has its own metzius. So therefore, it's the will of Hashem that the Gashmias should be a Gashmias, that it should remain Gashmias. So then what does it mean? How is it possible to dismiss what the Eibishter created and what He wants and to transpose the Gashmias into Ruchnias? The Gashmias doesn't seem to be the receptacle for that. That's what they mean by Kelim. The Gashmias isn't a receptacle for Ruchnias. That's what they were saying. Hainu, in other words, Mekibish HaGosh Baruch Hu Kol Yochel. Higbil Kavi Yochel Es Atzmei Afshuhu Balabayis. So therefore, since the Eibishter said that although it's true that He is a Kol Yochel, that He can do anything, and there's nothing beyond what He can do, but since He decided to limit Himself, Kavi Yochel, even though He is the master of the world, therefore, but He decided that He wants to limit Himself and that the Gashmir should have its own Metzius. And similar to what our sages tell us, that the Eibishter swore, and that He can't, since He swore that it's going to be this way, He can't change it. The Gemara says a story. And therefore, He is not able to change it. It's His own decision. It's His own will that it should be this way, that the Gashmias should remain Gashmias. So it's true, of course, that had He wanted it some other way, He could have done it some other way. But since He decided that this is how it should be, so then we have to leave and respect the Gashmias. And therefore the Meraglim said, therefore they said, what we need to do is remain here in the desert. And that's where we have to serve Hashem, in the desert. By fulfilling Torah mitzvahs and restrict ourselves to Torah mitzvahs. But not to try and attempt to conquer the Gashmizdika world and turn that into Ruchnias. And going into Eretz Yisrael, that will be more associated with Gashmias, so therefore that's not something that we should pursue. And this idea to remain in the Midbar expresses that idea. Hamidbar b'pashasu einam makom yishu b'nei adam. The desert is not a place where people live. V'einam roi l'zriya, you can't plant there. V'ein b'mayim, there's no water. And therefore, there's no possibility for any kind of agriculture and so on. And And so, therefore, it's a time, it's a situation that a person cannot naturally be busy with inyanim gashmim. Oh, so you're saying mayim is the inyan of ruchnius. Yeah, there's no water, meaning to say there's no ruchnius. That's what he meant by that. So therefore, it's a place... Sorry, let's do that again. Uberuchnius, what does this mean, beruchnius? That the midbar is a place and a situation that a person, at least naturally, does not have to be busy with an yanim gashmim. That's what the midbar represents. Yeshuva Shalom, it doesn't have to be busy with bringing about a society and so on. There's no need to be busy with farming and so on. The Zui, so which it brings out the same thing. There's no need to conquer the Gashmis. The Zui, Tainus HaMaraglim, and this is what the Maraglim meant, Avodas Hashem Sheyeches Rak B'Kiyum HaTorah Mitzvahs, that they wanted to restrict the service, the Avodas Hashem, only to fulfilling Torah Mitzvahs. The Zet Tzorach Li is B'Midbar. And that has to be in the situation of a midbar, whether B'Gashmis or B'Ruchnis, B'Eshu, Ponim HaSogah B'Tzorach HaGuv HaChrochim, in a time when he is not busy, he's free from having to be busy with personal needs, with dealing with Gashmias. That's where the Yidden have to remain. That's where Avedas Hashem has to stay, be restricted to. But when you go into the land that belongs to the nations, meaning the physical world, when a person is forced to deal with certain physical needs, since the physical reality is Hashem's tool, He created that as a tool. You're not meant to conquer them into the space, to the area of spirituality, of holiness, and to dismiss the Gashmias of it, and to be Mabatal the Gashmias. That's not what Hashem wanted, they said. So that's the taina. That's what happens on the way to conquering Eretz Yisrael, to conquering Eretz Yisrael. How the Rebbe defined conquering Eretz Yisrael. Avo be'emes taina toz gedoy l'tobeze. But the truth is that they made a big mistake here. Ki tachlis kavonas brius habrius shalein yonim agashmim. Because in truth, the whole purpose that the Eibush created everything in Begashmi is the tachlis kavonas tshibe Hashem lasik behem kanal, and the purpose why Hashem told us to be involved and with Gashmias, the whole reason was in order to bring Kedusha to the Gashmi. Because Hashem wanted a place for Himself in the lower worlds. In other words, that He created lower worlds in order that it should be transformed into a place where He is. And the whole reason why Gashmias has any reality at all is only so because we need a tachtainim, meaning Hashem. He needs a tachtainim, a place that is defined as tachtainim. That's why He created Gashmias. And the only reason why it has any sort of reality at all is because there needs to be a tachtainim in order that tachtainim should be transformed into a dir lo yisbarach. As we know that our sages tell us that all the whole purpose of the world, everything in the world was created only for the Torah, which is called Reishis, and for the Yidden, which are called Reishis. And therefore we understand therefore that because this is the ultimate purpose that that Gashmius was created for, then they certainly are a keli to be able to absorb Kedusha. Not like the Meraglim said that the Gashmius is not a keli for Kedusha. And therefore not only is it that the Yidden are able to bring, to conquer it, but they are also obligated to conquer the worldly areas of the world into Kedusha, to transform it all into Eretz Yisrael. The canal, as I mentioned before, is malim ritzayin shel mokim. lasis metachtainim. So goes dafke, through this do we fulfill the will of the Mokim, of Hashem, meaning that we should take space to make tachtainim shein tachlamatemenu, in the very, very lowest place, which is this world, the Gashmi is the world, that we should turn it into dir lo yisbarach yesem aveda binyoni kedusha mikara, even more so than dealing directly with kedusha. Dealing directly with kedusha is one level, but the real purpose is in order to take the Eretz Amim and turn it into kedusha. That's the call, the dir betachtainim. And similar to the Tainus Meraglim, when you take that down another few levels, that turns into what the Goyim say, as Rashi expresses it. When a person dedicates himself to learning and mitzvahs, and davening, learning and mitzvahs, and he's not busy with bringing, fixing the world, or being busy with the world. When he's not busy with the world, he stays, a yid stays busy with learning and davening and so on. Oz efsha she yaskimu umas sheba b'sha. So when a person is busy learning and davening, so then the goyim can agree that at that time when you're learning and davening, then of course you can be experiencing holiness and so on. But when you're being busy with the worldly matters, so then they say, that's not a time to serve Hashem when you're busy with our world. And therefore, when you're busy with the physical world, you should conduct yourself according to the appropriate way that one conducts himself in the physical world. You have to accommodate yourself to the definition of Gashmias. And therefore they say, therefore the goyim say to the yidden, you are thieves. You conquered. You're trying to conquer our land. Because when you're involved in the gashmis in our world, the land of the seven nations, don't try to conquer our world into kedusha. Since Hashem created our world as a Gashmiyazdig world, so leave it that way and don't try to transform it into a Ruchnizdig world. But the Eibishter gave it to us willingly. He created it as Gashmiyaz. And so they say that even more so, Lehem Mishpatakdima, that Alinyanatayra mitzvahs. That the physical world even comes before the Torah and mitzvahs. As you could see from the way that Eibishter structured the Torah, that Haschalosa beBereishis, he starts by describing Bereishis, the creation of the physical world. Briyas Olam Inyana, first he describes how he created the physical world. Ba'achakach, and then only afterwards, La'acharichas shel Yesem b'chumash Sholem, after having dwelled already on the physical story, the physical world, for more than a whole chumash, only then do we get to where the mitzvahs are. So in other words, they say that the physical even takes precedence over Torah mitzvahs. Aval kol tanosim toz v'sheker, but the truth is that their whole approach is a mistake and false. Ki arei tachlis hakavona haratzon b'inyonim hagashmim hurak, because the ultimate purpose of the whole physical reality is only for the purpose of kanal, as we said before, lasis mehem abahem dirulus varuch tachtainim, is only he created a tachtim because he wants to turn that into a dirulus varuch. Vov al pize muvan diakaloshen kayach maisav higid lamay. Now we can understand why Rashi says the power of his activity, of his workings that he relate to his people. In order to remove this complaint of the goyim, it's not enough to say that these are the actions of Hashem. They agree that these are the actions of Hashem. Not only do they agree, that's the basis of their taina, that we shouldn't try to change it. That's what they're saying. Since it's Hashem who created the world, as a gashmi is the thing, that makes you the thieves that you are, that you're trying to take it out of its gashmiyzdik status. But rather, what is being said here to the goyim is shekoyach, the potential of his maisav, hakavonav atachlis shema pnimis vakoyach shol maisav higidlamay, that what Hashem gave over to the yidden was, look beneath the surface, understand what the purpose of the gashmius is. The koyach of maisav is what he gave us. Umedayik higid, and he uses the word higid, beloy yomar, not say, he said to his people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu higid v'himshich, because the word higid also means to draw down. Umasar la'amayas apnimius, and he drew down and he gave over to the yidden the koyach, the pnimius, the essence, the potential of what of the gashmi. So hakayach shebemaisav haynus aydei avodas bnei Yisrael yahapchu hamaisav lekdusha. In other words, that through the through the kedusha, through the activities of the yidden, they're able to transform and bring out what is the true potential of maisav, the potential of the gashmi is he drew down to the yidden that ability to be able to transform them. To take from the nachlas goyim, meaning from the world, and transform it into kedusha kanal, as he mentioned before. Al pianal muvena shaper gamkin arichus shabekusus Rashi. Based on this, we can also understand why Rashi dwells on this and repeats certain ideas of this discussion. He says lo yhoya tzarach lahasul asatayda elim achedus azelachem. He shouldn't have started the Torah only from Achedus Elohem, Shei Mitzvah Rishonah Shenstava BaYisrael, which is the first mitzvah that the Yidden were given. Uma Tam Pasuk BeBereishis. So why did he start with Bereishis? That's a long way to get to the point. Haniris Kekefa Loshen. It seems like he's repeating himself. V'Havel LeMeimer. It would seem a more direct way of saying this is Hizchalat Torah BeBereishis. He could have said, the reason Hashem started the Torah with the Bereishis and not with the Chedesh Olachem is because Koyach Maisav, rather than go into he should have started with here. Why did he start it from there? That's a long way to go. Ela Kavanosu Shel Rashi Lahadgish. The reason he says it that way is because he wants to emphasize Olaharich and to dwell on this point. Shenaaseh Ha'olam Al Yakov Baruch Hu B'Tivi Yishaloi Hashayach l'chayr l'umas ha'olam, that the Eibishter did create the world with its natural state, which would seem to belong to the nations of the world, meaning to that it should remain gashmis. Ela shetachlus ve'ikar ha'kaylu inyan ha'tayra mitzvahs hashayach l'rak l'Yisrael, but that the real purpose is the real purpose is tayra mitzvahs, which belongs only to the Yidden, mitzvah reshoinah shenstava b'Yisrael. So yes, he created the world with its natural state, but of course that the real, the main reason why the world was created is for the Yidden to do Torah mitzvahs. But he created it in this way, dafke ba'ifin shi'yitzorach ba'avayda v'kibush u'bitl kashad olam u'masa'olam. He created it with that intent, that there should arise a question of why is there gashmius, and that we have to answer that question, and we have to conquer the world which seems to belong to them. Loi hayitzarach lahaschel as a Torah elam achedus alechem, which he expresses by saying that he shouldn't have started the Torah, that this question should come up, that he shouldn't have if it was your way, in other words, the goyim say, if it was your way, then he should have started straight with achedus alechem. But he wanted that there should be a gashmiyzdik thing. So there is a need, And to answer that question, that's what Rashi is bringing out, by bringing out the question, by that it was meant to be that way, that this question should be presented. Why did Hashem create the whole world, and first, before He introduced Torah and Mitzvahs? And then he comes along and he answers, therefore doing away with that question, that it's to the contrary, that the Eibishter created it in such a way that it starts with Maisav, that the Gashmius was created, but that he brought out the koyach, and that the true nature of the ma'isav is ala koyach shebehem. So that he started with creating the gashmias, and that's what he did first, because that the ikid, that's the really what it's all about. Levatel ahelam shebemaisav, that he, because he wants to remove the helam which is presented through Maisav, through the Gashmi, ala koyach shebehem, that it's the koyach which is the true purpose of it all. The lachen hischo bazeh, that's why it starts with Bereishis bara, describing the physical creation. Lahagid lahamshach lagalus hakoyach batachlis, and that he wants to draw down and to reveal that even in Maisav, in the physical reality, the true nature of it, the true potential, the true purpose of it is Laham Shech Elukus Binyanim Gashmin, to bring out the Elukus of Binyanim Gashmin.